Welcome to another episode of the Family Movie Challenge Podcast. With me, one of your hosts, JP, and my co-host, at least you're not smelling the microphone this time, Chas.
I'm trying to drink water and I can't
Chastity just spit a loogie in her mom's face on accident.
And she's now holding a grudge against me and wouldn't give me any of her.
Well, let's clarify. Chastity has now some oral appliances as she's getting her teeth straightened out. So
my teeth are straight. It's my jaw. Thank you. I have to get my teeth straight, you know, because the stuff in my mouth is moving my jaw, separating my teeth. Thank you.
It, you know, it makes things a little goofy, and she's spitting her mom's face on accident.
You know, and now she's being mean to me, but I've been complimenting her all day.
Oh, it's hilarious. All right, today's episode, we are going to review the last movie in the A's. We're going to talk about a movie in the B's that we skipped. And then we're going to talk about the trilogy that we watched.
Oh, Baby Driver.
Yeah, we skipped Baby Driver, right?
So I know that movie. So
we kicked it off with Avatar, which was the last of the A's. And then we skipped over Baby Driver because we've seen it a lot.
I've seen it a lot with my brother.
Right.
And
Your brother loves that movie.
Yeah, I already know,
and
the whole
I really
thing.
Like that movie too. So I've watched it a million times.
It's decent.
We'll talk about it. I got to bring that one up too. And then we watched a trilogy of movies. We watched the Back to the Future series. So Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3.
I forget their names besides Doc.
And Marty.
Marty, too, Marty.
All right. Let's see. So Avatar, right? Let's talk Avatar. Avatar. I know you really like this movie. Avatar came out in 2009. Mm-hmm. So this movie came out.
Been like a decade.
What came out like 1 year before you were born, right?
I was born in 2009. Right. You don't even know?
No, you were born.
When I was born?
No, I can't remember anything.
2009.
Yeah, 2009. I know.
Yeah.
It's part of my...
Really?
It's
really? Because you just forgot.
No, I didn't. Anyway, it's been a long day. I've been out in the woods hiking all day. Anyway, so let's see. It came out in 2009.
Yeah.
PG-13. It's 2 hours and 42 minutes. It currently sits at an IMDb rating of 7.8. Let's see. And it was directed by James Cameron and written by James Cameron. And he's working on all those crazy sequels. And it had Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, and Sigourney Weaver were the main stars. It also had had the tall guy from Grandma's Boy, the computer programmer. We'll watch Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, I remember.
He's like, I am a robot and I hate your face.
We've been
like
that guy. Do you remember that one movie? I forgot what it's called.
No.
Nick, the guy with the nunchucks. Oh yeah, your stuff was taking up room in my locker for my nunchucks. Do you remember that movie?
What, Napoleon?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my god, I love that movie. And then when he shoots the cow, when the guy shoots the cow in front of the kids in front of the bus, that's pretty funny.
No, my favorite part of that movie is when Uncle Rico is like, I used to be able to throw a football over those mountain ranges. Watch, I can do a kip. And he takes a steak, and then Napoleon's riding his bike towards him, and he throws it like a football and hits Napoleon in the face and off his bike. That part makes me laugh every time. Okay. Anyway, but we were talking about Avatar. Right, so it's basically about a guy that's a paraplegic marine, and he has to go try to help out with this, like, we basically took over an alien planet, and we're trying to mine for unobtainium.
Which the planet was full of, and they were trying to mine that, but...
The natives weren't too happy about us being there, and they're gigantic, like, 17-foot-tall blue people.
They're 10-foot, thank
10 you. 10-foot-tall blue people that throw spears the size of men.
No, they have arrows.
Their
and
arrows
spears.
Are huge.
Arrows, spears.
Right, it's called Pandora. Yes. And then he's supposed to infiltrate them, but then he...
Got chosen.
He starts to fall for the one that he meets.
He got chosen and then, by her.
And then
they trained him. And then
he turns on the military because he falls in love with the people and their culture.
Imagine the love of your life being a 9-foot alien into another.
And then at the end, he gets transferred into the actual Avatar body
because he
and he becomes one of these blue animal people things, right? So like, and we don't own this movie, so you won't know what I'm talking about. You might remember Last Samurai, but Avatar is often criticized for being Dances with Wolves with blue people. So we'll have to watch Dances with Wolves. You'll probably like it. But it's basically about a soldier that ends up taken captive and living with the native people, like whatever tribe was around him, and then marrying one of them and assimilating into the native tribe's ways and then fighting against the white man. Very similar, right? So a lot of people say that Avatar or even Last Samurai are basically Dances with Wolves just in different situations. So I know you love Avatar, so we'll start with our ratings first. What would you rate Avatar?
Pretty good movie. It's like a 9 out of 10.
You give it a 9 out of 10. Okay,
you're gonna go by 8, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8. I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how come 9 for you?
I love the movie. I love the plot. The animation's like the green screen's pretty good. Did you know for the lady, Grace, that plays Grace?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
She didn't want to actually smoke a cigarette, so they had to put a green screen.
Really?
A cigarette, yeah. Because she didn't actually want to smoke one, so they did that.
Well, okay. That's actually pretty wild. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Did my research.
You've watched this movie a lot. Actually, the only reason we have it on Blu-ray is because you wanted it, so we bought it for you.
Yeah, and then I played it for at least 2 months in my room.
Yeah, in your room, like every day.
Yeah.
I used to be like that when I was young, too. I would watch movies over and over and over
again. I would watch it, but I would play it when I would go to bed because I like background noise. Because I wake up as soon as the background noise is off.
Yeah?
I wake up, I'm like,
your grandpa? Hey, yeah. Hey, what are you doing touching my TV? Hey,
I was watching that channel.
Right. What did you not like about it? There's got to be something. You criticize everything.
I criticize a lot of things. I'm trying to, like, really think. Because it's a pretty good movie. Oh, I don't like the old guy.
Oh, the bad guy? You just don't like him because he's the bad guy. I mean, that's, you're not supposed to like him.
I know.
If you liked him, then I'd be worried.
Some people find him. I don't know about that.
So.
Oh, I like his scar, though.
I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty good movie, but it's an original setting, but not an original idea. I do agree. I love The Last Samurai, but I can't deny that it is basically Dances with Wolves in Japan. It's a soldier that gets taken hostage and held in by the Japanese people, by the samurai, and then he becomes a samurai, and then he fights against the other people. It's the same thing. Same theme, basically. But Avatar was done good. There's some really cool pieces. I love the banshees are sweet. Really want a banshee.
I know. No, I want the big one. I forgot what it's called.
I never saw it in the theater in 3D, which I was supposed to be really good, but I've never seen it that way. And now it's in the theater again.
I want to watch the second one.
It's in the theater right now, 3D, again, I think.
The second one or the first one?
The first one. And then the second one comes out soon, and that one's going to be in 3D too.
Oh my God, I love this. I can't wait. You know what? I'm actually, to be honest, I'm a little bad about what they're going to do in the second one. I hate the big dreadlocks on Jake.
Right.
They don't suit him.
I kind of want to go to the theater and watch it in 3D, first one, but I kind of don't want to because I've already seen the movie a bunch of times.
The first one?
I want to see the first one in 3D, but I don't want to pay to go see it in 3D because I've seen it a bunch of times.
But I'm mad at what they're going to do to his hair and at the same
time. Oh, yeah, you don't like the dreadlocks.
No, see, they don't suit him. Like, I can see them suiting someone else, but not him.
Okay.
And then also, I want to know what is a random human.
Well, I mean, that's part of the intrigue of a new movie. I'm sure they're going to explain it all.
If this, I swear, I'm already, like, getting worried if this movie is going to be good or not.
Oh, just don't worry about it.
It's like giving me anxiety.
So, I like the animation. The animation was pretty good. I would say now, though, looking back, I mean, the movie is over 10 years old. Looking back now on some of the animations, there was some of it I didn't think looked that good.
Yeah.
Like the big cat, like the big tiger one.
Hey, you better be careful with that.
Its skin looked too glossy. It looked plastic. So that didn't look good to me. At least that's what it looked like to me.
Look who the big criticizer is now.
Don't come after
my Thanagor.
After your movie?
No, that Thanagor, I love it.
Oh, I know you do.
I would want one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Don't want to be friends with an alien.
I mean, it's an entertaining movie, and it's worth a watch, mm-hmm. you know, here and there. It's something like if it was on, I would just watch it, you know, and I mean, even though you watched it like a million times.
I watched it again.
You know, right. We watched it again.
It's a movie I can continue to watch, but like I can't watch it all day. I can watch it a couple times.
Right.
Like two times. And then I'm like.
I think too, the other part that like what bothered me about the movie is the whole bad guy's motivation was like to get this unobtainium. But it really seemed like.
They just wanted to kill them.
Like, blow stuff up was, like, such an extreme.
Yeah.
And they were, like, ready to just go there.
My thing about the whole tree is when they blew up the tree, you're basically damaging your obtainium. But, like, they were really just trying to kill them, if anything. It didn't seem like they were really
It didn't seem like they were really worried about... I don't know. I just...
It's like
maybe
because
I'm too moral than they were portraying the people in that movie. Because, like, I just couldn't, like, even as a soldier, like, what's her name? The girl that's the pilot, yeah, you
I
liked
like
her.
Her. I wish
she turns and turns traitor, yeah. right? And she helps out the Na'vi, which is the blue people,
Na'vi people.
Right? She helps out the Na'vi. But all those other soldiers, like, how could you just be slaughtering someone that's not even doing anything to you?
They're just living in a big tree.
Yeah, it's weird.
Want that on your record?
I'm looking forward to the second one.
Me too.
Definitely.
Stressed about it, though.
I'm not stressed about it. But I'm definitely looking forward to it just to see where they take it. Because Dances with the Wolves doesn't have a sequel. So it's a new territory now. All right.
Hey, Dad.
Why?
Sniff the mic.
No, I'm not sniffing the mic. Knock it off. You're so weird with that. People are going to listen to this and be like, why is this kid sniffing the mic?
They're going to hear me slurping, too. He's going to make a good little slurp.
All right, so Baby Driver. Let me pull up Baby Driver.
Baby Driver. I do know that movie pretty well.
Baby Driver came out in 2017.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2017. It's rated R. It's an hour and 53 minutes. It was directed by Edgar Wright and written by Edgar Wright. And it stars Ansel Elgort, John Bernthal, John Hamm, it's also got Kevin Spacey before his whole little fall. Lily James. And Jamie Foxx.
What happened to his little fall?
Kevin Spacey was accused of, like, sexually assaulting other men.
Mm.
So he was literally, like, he was doing a movie, and they reshot every scene to get him out of the movie. He was the main character.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Was that the main character?
Kevin Spacey is the boss guy in this movie. The one with the little grandkid that's like...
Well, I'm searching it up. Keep talking.
Yeah. You'll know him when you see him. You'll be like, him. See?
He dies.
So if you have never watched the movie, but it is... about this kid that's got tinnitus. His parents got in an accident. He's got tinnitus. So he listens to music all the time to try to drown out the ringing of tinnitus. So tinnitus is ringing in your ear.
I didn't know he had tinnitus.
Yeah, he's got tinnitus because he gets in a car accident when he's a kid.
Oh, I know that.
And he has the ringing in his ear, the tinnitus. So he listens to the music all the time to drown the tinnitus out. So to drown out the noise. It's like a hum in your ear, right? And then he like tried to steal something, or he stole a car, and the dude caught him, and he was this crime boss guy, and then he recruited him to be his driver to like pay off his debt of stealing his car.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the driver. He's the getaway driver. He can drive really good. And what's cool about the movie is everything's like kind of timed to the music.
Yeah.
Like, so that part's really neat. Even like the gunshots when they're in the, like the gun battle, it's to the music.
Yeah, it's
to,
like, that's thought that was pretty cool.
Like, it was really cool how they did it. But like the car, all the action, everything is set to the music that he's listening to. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple times where if you listen to the movie, when there's no music playing, you can hear a hum because that's the tinnitus. So they did it in the movie where you can hear it. I love Baby Driver. It's just a fun movie. It's not wholly like super original or anything. I mean, it's got some original ideas.
Guaranteed. Yeah, just admit it. You're gonna do it.
I would give Baby Driver a 9 out of 10.
Just trying to prove me wrong.
No, not at all. So 10 out of 10 is reserved for just some movies, right? Like for the best of the best. 9 out of 10 is like, I really like this movie. Mm. 8 out of 10 is, you know, it's, I like it. It's good, but it's not like I gotta watch it all the time. Like I will watch Baby Driver over and over again.
I can watch it once and be like, yeah, no, thank you.
I think right towards the end, it kind of starts slowing down. In most of the movie, the pace is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end, it does slow down a little bit and gets almost like, okay, we were just doing all this cool stuff. And now
this is boring.
It's this love story thing going on at the end. I think Jamie Foxx does a really good job being a crazy bad guy, Bats.
I do think the action's pretty cool.
The action is cool. Yeah. The action's real cool. Yeah. Oh, and he's such a good driver. Like when they're doing the bank heist or the post office, whatever it was, and he hits the dude, he hits the cart into the guy with the van. It's like he hits it with his van. He spins the van around and he smacks his cart so it hits the guy and knocks him down so he can't shoot. Like, does all this crazy stuff with his car. It's pretty sweet.
No, it's pretty good. I'd probably just give it a 8 out of 7 out of 10 because it's not a movie I would want to watch over and over again.
But is that because you watched it over and over again with Dylan?
No, it's that I'm just not that into it.
Okay. It's not your type of movie.
I would watch it once and then be like, yeah, I'm done today.
I would recommend it to anybody to watch once at least. Yes. It's good enough that I would recommend to go watch it once.
I don't want to.
So, what did you not like about it that you can remember?
I'm just not into cars.
The what?
I'm just not into cars.
You're just not into cars?
Yeah. I'm not into cars. Like, you know, fancy cars.
But it wasn't like a fancy car movie. I mean, they were like stealing people's cars.
I did like the action. In the end was kind of boring.
He drove everything.
The love story at the end, it was like, it was kind of romantic, but like not at all, not even close. It was like a pinch, like a little, one little spice. I'm glad he got out of jail.
But did he? You don't really know because it's almost dreamlike.
Yeah, dreamlike. But you know what? How he?
Maybe he died on that bridge. Maybe they shot him.
You know how he gave the lady that her purse? I thought that was sweet. I was like,
oh, look at that. When he stole her car and he gave her purse back?
He's like, here's your purse.
Yeah.
He went, oh, that's what I don't like.
What?
The part where the lady dies. The girlfriend of the villain guy.
Oh, it's like, when she gets shot?
It's like, girl, why would you go out there in front of the cars with your automatic gun and shoot like a bunch of cops that are already in front of you? Like,
seemed like a suicide thing. Yeah, like, why wouldn't you just try to survive?
She wanted to die.
I agree. So she was behind the car.
And then she goes shooting, in front.
And then she goes and steps out in front of the car in front of like a squad of cops. And she just opens fire with this automatic gun, which she could have done from behind the cover of the car. She could have just like leaned over the roof or something, or over the hood.
Or she could have
blind fired. Sure. This is Chastity holding the gun up over an invisible wall or invisible obstacle and just shooting towards the direction of her enemies. That was her description of blind fire, was just miming it out. Pretty funny. But yeah, she could have done that. It seemed really, it was really weird. To just walk right out in front of him.
I bet she wanted to be the main character in that moment, but she failed it.
for that one moment the movie was about her.
She really wanted that main character moment. She really said, I'd be all cool, because she said something really cool before. It wasn't that cool.
I'm like, the star of my own
she's
movie.
She's like, oh, whatever. And then goes out there and just, she dies. But she got shot a bunch of times.
She did.
That's her fault. And then the guy got mad at Baby Driver.
Because
Baby crashed into their car. It's like, sucker, it's not his fault that your girlfriend died because she's stupid and wanted to be the main character for a couple seconds. It goes in front of a car and gets shot. That's not her fault.
Okay, calm down. Quit
she
yelling.
Was being stupid. That's the part I hated.
Quit yelling. Jeez. That was a loud swallow on the microphone. Jeez, are you okay?
You're going to make me choke.
I'm not going to make you choke.
I can't laugh.
Quit gulping down water.
That was good. That wasn't gulping. That was me slurping.
All right. That was a good slurp. So, the next movie in the Bees was Back to the Future, Back to the Future 2, and Back to the Future 3. Right. So we watched all three of them. We didn't watch them back to back to back. We watched them like with a couple days in between or a day in between. We did notice, or at least I did this time, because it's the first time I've ever watched the second one and third one so close together, that I noticed things. I noticed the second one setting things up for the third one. But let's talk about the first one first. No, Back to the Future came out in 1985. I was 3 years old.
Oh, that's right, how
82,
old you
so 83 would have been one, 84 would have been two, and 85 would have been three. Yeah, would have been three. PG, 1 hour and 56 minutes. It was directed by Robert Zemeckis. He also wrote it along with Bob Gale. And it starred Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, and Leah Thompson. And it also had, God, what is his name? The dad. I can't remember what his name is right now.
We'll screw the dad thing.
He's an odd guy.
Let's just get into it deep.
It's basically a 17-year-old. And when I watched the comedy bit, it was pretty funny. But he's a 17-year-old that's friends with like a 40 or like a 60-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a high school student that's friends with a 16-year-old, like, disgraced scientist.
Weird at all.
Honestly, and they don't explain how that relationship happened. Yeah, it's really weird.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
There's a comedian that does a whole joke about this.
I was thinking about when I was watching the movie. I was like, how do they meet? Like,
yeah, it doesn't even tell you.
They never explained how they met.
Anyway, the old man steals, like, some plutonium from this nuclear plant.
Because he wanted to test.
And he told some, like, Albanians or something. I can't remember what country they're from. But they're terrorists. So he tells the terrorists he's going to make a bomb, but really he just steals it to fuel his time machine that he built. And so
he
gets killed and Marty gets sent back in time. And then the whole time Marty is working with the past version of Doc Brown to try to get back. But he's got
to
make sure that his parents fall in love because
he screwed up the relationship.
Accidentally, yeah.
Because his mom fell in love. Listen, we're going to get into that. I got to stop myself. I was about to go off on what I would do.
So basically, he's got to make sure his parents fall in love so that he actually exists in the future. And then they use a lightning strike because they knew when it was going to happen. They use a lightning strike to send
him
back to the future.
That's stupid.
And that's why it's called Back to the Future, because
you
had to get back to the future. Yeah. All right. So what would you rate this movie?
I don't know. Probably like a 7.
A 7? Really? I'm going 9.
You know what? It's a good movie. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's just Marty makes me so angry.
We'll talk about that in a sec.
Okay, so it'd probably be like
Marty did one thing in the movie.
It would
and
probably
it's,
be it. No, not just him. Well, but he's also really dumb.
Okay. Calm down.
Not to mention the mom thing. Oh my God. I'm going to tell you all about
that. Was
about
the mom. It wasn't him.
I know. I'm not going to talk about him in that part. I would have said what he should have done. Like when she grabbed his leg, I would have put it back in her lap and he got up and said, "Well, I got to go. Don't touch me."
So one thing you got to keep in mind, right? Mm. Different time then.
I don't care.
No, but I mean, but you, when you
Yeah, back then, the man was the one that did everything.
No, what I'm saying is you have to remember when we watch these movies that it was a different time when those movies were made.
Yeah.
So like the Marty checking out the girls in right in front of his girlfriend blatantly. Like,
whoa, that I would have broke
like,
up
like
with
that's
him.
Something that that would have been humorous back then.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not humorous, because if I would have saw, listen, this is not.
Yeah, but you see, but imagine, that's what I'm saying is, like, you have to remember that it's these movies are filmed, they were made, they're almost like snapshots.
Well, then people were terrible back then,
and it was even worse before that. I mean,
that's very true.
We're continually trying to get better. Sometimes, not all the times, it doesn't feel like.
But we were crappy.
But anyway,
listen.
So, what did you like about the movie?
Doc.
Oh, you love Doc Brown's clothes.
I love his jacket.
His entire
jackets.
The entire movies, all three of them. She was always talking about Doc Brown's jacket.
Jackets.
Like when Marty shows up at his house in the past, and he's wearing that like red and gold, like.
Oh my God! It was like, it was black and like silver, robe. And it was wonderful.
She always liked everything, even in the West and stuff in the third one, and
in
the future stuff in the second one.
Oh my God! And that one in the cowboy. It's wonderful.
You have this really weird obsession with Doc Brown's coats.
Yes, I also have.
Okay, what else did you like? Did you just like Doc Brown because of his coats, or did you like
Doc
Brown?
No, I liked him. I would totally, listen, even though he's 60 and I'm 13, I would still be friends with him. It's just,
I'm so glad that's what you said. I was like, whoa.
No, listen.
Whoa, don't yell. I was going to pump the brakes on you there, kid.
Listen, back up. I would not say that. Okay. No.
Anyway, thank God. Thank goodness.
I would have been friends with him, but I would just watch how he acted around me and what he would say to me. That's it. But he didn't seem like a creep. We still don't know.
He was just goofy. He's this Looney Tunes old man that created a time machine.
And that's the kind of person I want to hang out with. I want to hang out with someone that has a couple.
Great Scots.
I want to hang out with someone that has a couple screws loose. Not like bad screws, like they're off the rockets. I mean, like goofy. Okay. And I want to hang out with someone like that.
So what else did you like? What did you think about the special effects?
Oh, they're decent.
For 1985?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, that's almost 40 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for...
Yeah. Right? It holds up, right?
Yeah.
And it looks pretty decent on Blu-ray, but it holds up. It's a movie you can watch and actually it'll be like, oh, you're not like, oh, look how horrible that is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's not bad, actually. It's not... I would probably give the rating, actually, 8. But, like, you know, it's not a bad movie. And they did pretty good on it, to be honest.
Okay, so what did you not like?
So, let's first start off with, you know, Marty with his girlfriend. In that point, so the two girls were, like, in yoga fits. Like, the old-fashioned kind of.
Right, the old
and
spandex.
And they both... walk by, and he, while he's talking to his girlfriend, totally stares
oh,
at
yeah, he,
and she grabs his face blatantly. And looks back. Listen, if that was my
blatantly boyfriend, checks if, them out, if, and then she has to grab his
if
face.
If that was my boyfriend, I would have slammed his head into the cement. My anger issues could not handle.
So right off the bat, this happens within like the first 10 minutes of the
first,
movie.
First 10 seconds.
No, it doesn't. Because the first 10 seconds.
And she still kisses him in that time.
Yes, the first 10 seconds is him doing the speaker.
That's very true.
And then he goes to school. And then he gets in trouble by the principal. And he's called a slacker, just like your old man.
You know what? And then guess what? He
that
fails
happens.
That band.
Yeah.
He fails like, you know what? I'm glad he failed that crap. He sucks.
Okay. Actually, no, he doesn't. Yelling in my ear that you just blew my eardrums out.
Listen, he doesn't suck, but...
You don't have to yell so close to them.
I know, but still, I want to get my point through.
you're going to blow out people's speakers.
She still kissed him after that. I would have shoved my hand in his throat and ripped out his intestines to show him that he's as ugly in the inside as the out and the outside.
So what else did you not like?
So
I remember while you're sitting there thinking, I remember when they were setting up the plan.
Oh, yeah.
For how his dad was going to be the hero. And so Marty ended up going, he was going to the dance with his mom, right? So he's trying to make his mom and dad fall in love, but his mom accidentally falls in love with him. So basically his dad was a peeping Tom. So this is the kind of humor back then. Oh, that's hilarious. So his dad was a peeping Tom and he was climbing in a tree watching a girl get naked.
Oh my God. Then no, he was watching.
Was it her or was
it
just a girl?
Yeah, it was her because that's the same house. It was the same house.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. He was watching a girl get undressed from a tree that was over a road. and he loses his balance. He falls out of the tree, and then this girl's dad hits him with his car. And then he says, I hit another one. And so they take him in. Well, like, that's what they were supposed to do. But in since Marty's in the past now, he pushes his dad out of the way, and he gets hit by the car.
Yeah, but why wouldn't so he tackle then he's his dad the one that so gets put no in. One gets hit?
Jazz, it's a movie.
Actually, I would let him get hit.
It's a movie.
I would let him get hit.
It's a movie. So anyway, he ends up in his dad's place. So then his mom, because she's just desperate for love.
I know. She was psycho.
She was, yeah, she was thirsty. She ends up falling for Marty because she was supposed to fall in love with his dad.
She was grabbing his leg. She was all over him. Yeah.
She was all over
him. Imagine I went back in the past and I ended up at your house. If you even touched me one tiny bit, even if you went to hug me, I'd be like, nope.
So anyway, the entire time his mom's trying to get with him.
Yes.
And he's trying to get his mom and dad to hook up.
I know where you're going to.
So anyway, they're trying to devise this plan. And Marty's going to the dance with his mom.
And he said he's going to do something.
And he said he's going to make her upset. And then his dad was like, what are you going to do? And he was like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And then Chastity.
I yelled. I was like, is he going to grope his mom?
Yeah.
What is he going to do? Is he going to grope his mother? I was so worried.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, if he even does that.
But
I
he would, doesn't, right?
He doesn't.
Biff. Well, one, his mom does try to kiss him and does kiss him. And then she's like, it's like kissing my brother. And then Biff's friends come and grab him and take him and throw him, lock him in the back of a car of the band. And then Biff tries to basically rape her.
Yeah.
And then his dad comes over and knocks Biff out and he's the hero.
Yeah, hallelujah to that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And then he plays some really crazy rock music. So you didn't like that part because you're like you thought that it was all really weird. The whole movie was about one part of the movie was about the mom being madly in love with her own son.
I don't know why he would let his mom even like touch him because he didn't do anything.
You're really hung up on that.
No, because it's like if that was my parents, I would just.
You're really so. There's a dinner scene where they end up sitting next to each other at dinner, and she slides her hand under the table and starts rubbing his thigh, and then he freaks out and stands up. He stands up and he leaves. That was him doing something.
Yeah, but I would have done worse than that.
Well, he knew he wasn't supposed to try to like mess with anything.
He already did. Because Doc already told him that his parents fell in love. No, actually, their mom and dad did. Sorry, I got that messed up. Sorry, Doc. Anyway, so the mom told him how they fell in love, that her dad got hit, and she fell in love with him, blah, blah, blah. So if he knew that was his dad, why would he not let him get hit? Maybe he needed to knock his screw back in place. Because
he wasn't thinking.
I don't care.
He was acting on instincts. Anyway.
Also, when he touches that, why would you just push him and stand in front of the car like a boulder? You could have just like tackled him.
Guess you wouldn't know unless you're in the situation.
You know what? I should.
Right.
Put me in that situation.
No.
Yeah. That car was going pretty slow if you ask me.
All right. So the things that I liked.
Let me drink with that choke.
It's a fun movie. Yeah, there's some things that didn't age well, but that's because times have changed. And that's what happens. Right, but you can't get upset about that. That's how things were back then. All we can do is I heard it. All we can do is just try to do better going forward. Right, I thought the music was good. The style was good. It's just an overall. It's a fun movie.
I'm not gonna lie, the 80s have good style.
Now, they're. Had it and it's gone.
Emo style.
No, the style was and stuff. Good. It was good. No, I had a gripe.
No, I'm saying like the clothes. So,
I had a gripe, and now I can't remember what it was. Oh, one of the things I really did like was how he. There were so many like pop culture references. Like at first, when he crashed into the barn, the kid holds up like a comic book, and it like the car kind of looks that like that good. Spaceship, and he's like in a helmet, like a radiation suit, and looks like the alien on the cover. So they think he's an alien. Or how when he tries to scare his dad's like a sci-fi writer, so he puts on that his radiation suit again, and he plays the music in his ear, and he tells him he's Darth Vader, and he has to go ask like this girl, or he's gonna blow up his mind, and all this stuff. Like it was pretty funny.
Yes.
I liked how they did that. What else? Yeah, Doc Brown's just hilarious.
Doc is always Doc slays.
I love when they do the model, and then the car catches on fire because the electricity thing works, and then it flies into the bin of rags and lights up. And he's like, like does that face? It cracks me up. What I didn't like, man, there was one thing I really didn't like, and I can't remember what it is now.
No, you poor soul. I can tell you what I didn't like. I didn't like what? Marty.
Yeah, we know that. Now, did your opinion of Marty change by the end of the third
one? No.
Why not?
No.
It was still bad.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts so bad to sit right now.
I can.
Oh, my lord.
My tailbone hurts. I can forgive, but I can't forget.
Such a goof. So, we'll talk about the second one. Still hold grudges. Yeah, forever. Forever.
On multiple people.
Forever. So, Back to the Future came out in 1989, so 4 years later. So, the first one came out in 85. The second one came out in 89. This one, is PG, an hour and 48 minutes. And basically...
Is this the future?
This is the future one. Okay, so, yeah. Now, so in the first one, they went to the past, and he was trying to get back to the future or the present. And then this one, they actually go to the future because Doc Brown at the end of the first one, Doc Brown
comes and
he actually listened to. So Marty left him a note before he left.
Yeah, he listened to it.
And the note told him that he was going to die, so he wears like a bulletproof vest. Yeah. So he doesn't really die, and then he goes into the future.
I knew he didn't die because I saw no blood. I was like, that sucker did not just get shot 5 times and didn't die.
Then
with no blood.
Then at the very end of the first one, he comes back from the future and he's like, you and your girlfriend have to get in the car because this involves you and your kids and we got to go into the future. And then he's like, but Doc, you don't have enough road to get up to 88 miles an hour.
Here we go.
And he goes, where we're going, we don't need roads.
You messed it up. See, yeah, that's your favorite.
You messed up because you started talking with me at the same time.
Then let me do it because I'm
where
better.
We're going, we don't need roads.
Hey, you forgot the glasses. Hold on.
Yeah, he puts the glasses down. Oh, you're doing the actual glasses down? Only his glasses are like stainless steel metal.
Where we go, we don't need roads.
And then it turns into a hover car and takes
and
off.
And then it goes
into the future.
So they were going back to the future because his son did something stupid.
Oh, let me finish talking about it real quick. So the director again was Robert Zemeckis, and he was also the writer along with Bob Gale again. It had Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, and then Elizabeth Shue. So Elizabeth Shue ended up being in this. It did. Yeah, they switched her out.
I don't know why.
I don't know why
one,
either.
I mean, like
obviously
the
there's
one.
A reason, but like I can't imagine that the original actress was very happy about someone else taking her place.
Yeah, I would have been mad.
Yeah, but Elizabeth, I mean, it was good for Elizabeth Shue. That was a huge role. I mean, the franchise
good for her.
Did pretty well.
Good for her.
But, so now they got to go to the future to prevent their son from getting arrested.
And then screwing up their whole entire family.
And screwing up, like, the whole family.
He gets fired. His sister goes to jail for something. I forgot.
Yeah,
he
like
said,
a bunch
like,
of stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff happened.
Oh, no, the older son went to jail. No, Marty went to jail. The
so
sister
Marty
tried to
Jr.
break him out. She went to jail.
Yeah, Marty Jr. went to jail.
The older one, something happened to. Yeah.
And then the dad got fired, which is
a bunch of bad stuff.
Yeah, so a bunch of crap went down. Crap hit the fan. And so they were going back to the future to fix it. And they did.
No, they didn't. What happened? Biff.
No, they fixed his kid. But
well, they
Biff,
fixed the kid but, Biff, but future old Biff. Man Biff steals the time machine, goes and, back in the time, and gives himself a sports almanac so he can become rich. And then when they go back to the... Then he comes back, drops the car off, and he has a heart attack and dies, basically.
See,
and then when they go back to the present of 1985, everything is like a disaster, and Biff is like all-powerful in America.
Yes. Yeah,
and he's got like this huge casino and stuff because he was able to be the luckiest man on earth because he won everything because he knew what was going to happen.
Something about me, I was imagining myself in the position of Marty when he went back in the whole entire place. One, that sucker was like, everything's still normal. Well, his whole entire, like, his, when you first walk in, you know, like big, like, gate things. were spray painted
at his neighborhood.
And it looked terrible. And that sucker was like, oh.
Yeah, you figure when you pull into your neighborhood and you see spray painting and stuff all over the place and it's all destroyed.
I would immediately, because I was putting myself in his position in my head.
Yeah, like when they drop the girlfriend off on the porch, how do they not realize that, like, the neighborhood was that bad?
Yeah, and then when he went into the house, and the girl.
He goes, oh, I didn't remember bars being out the window before.
And they went to the house of that one girl, and he goes in the room, and that dad starts shooting at him.
Oh, well, he goes into his house.
Yeah.
But it's not his house because now the past had changed, or the present had changed because they messed with the future.
Yeah.
Or because Biff wouldn't mess with the past.
Yeah.
So then it goes from being a movie about going to the future, and it turns into a movie of going to the future and to the past to fix the present.
Yeah, it was very confusing.
Because then they got to go back in time to try to steal the almanac so that Biff doesn't end up becoming all powerful to put things back the way they were supposed to be.
Yeah. God, I got multiple.
And they had to, like, time it so that, like, old Biff didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Because
his old self didn't see him, and so did Doc's old self not see
him. So there was literally, at one point, there was two Docs,
two Martys,
and two Biffs running around back in 19...
The old Biff already went back.
55,
the old Biff already went back, like, in the, like, partially in the, like, middle. Old Biff already went
back. It was all over the place.
Yeah. It was kind of a psycho movie.
It was cool. I liked how in all three, they did the same sequence. Went to the pop store, went to the little cafe place, went to the bar in the third one, right? Gets chased around the whole square.
Yeah, they did do that.
Right? Someone ends up in manure at some point.
In every movie, Biff ended up in manure.
Every movie, Biff got manure.
I hate manure. Maneuver?
Manure. You said maneuver. But yeah, so I really liked how they kept some of those themes going.
Mm-hmm.
So there was things that happened in the second one that I didn't realize they were foreshadowing the third one. So at one point when Biff's in the hot tub with the two girls and Marty walks in on him, he's watching a Clint Eastwood movie. And in the movie, Clint Eastwood gets shot and then reveals that he had a metal plate on his chest that stops the bullets. And then he kills the bad guy, which Marty later does that exact thing in the third movie, except that he doesn't kill Biff. He just beats him up with his fist.
Yeah, I would have shot him dead.
But
like,
Marty didn't want to do that. That wasn't Marty.
So get rid of the.
But that wasn't Marty.
I would have been brutal. I would have been like my Red Dead character. Marty. I would have been like, I would have been like Davina Rose.
So there was that foreshadowing. There was also the foreshadowing, or it wasn't so much foreshadowing. It was a repeat because it happened in every like thing. But the game. Remember, there was the when he went to the future. The game inside the cafe place.
And it's a crack shot.
It was a shooting game. Right. And then he does it for real in the Wild West in the third one. He actually shoots a real gun at the thing. And he's like, wow, 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 wow.
Crack shot.
Yeah. They didn't call him a crack shot, though, in the third one.
Here's what kills me.
About the second one?
All of them.
Okay.
This is heavy, Doc. Oh, it's so heavy.
No, it was great.
This is heavy.
So Chastity really...
Wow, this is really heavy.
Chastity really didn't like...
Shut up!
Okay, wow.
Sorry, that was loud. I heard that.
Yeah, that hurt. I heard an echo.
Me too. I'm so sorry.
Stop. I gotta go back and edit that down. Okay, get off the mic. You don't have to eat it. A fist away. Fist away. There you go.
Is that good?
Yes, it's so much better. No, you see, you messed me up. I can't even remember what I was gonna say now.
But no, it's just, when they switched and the doc said heavy and he said.
Yeah, so that set up a joke. But I mean, it was funny because Doc always said, "Great Scott."
Mm-hmm.
And Marty always said, "Heavy." And it was funny because in the first one, when he went back in time and he would say heavy, Doc was like, "Why do you keep saying that? Does everything in the future weigh more? Is gravity different?" Like, it was funny because he was taking it literally. But then by the end of the third one, there's a scene in which they switch. And Marty goes, "Great Scott." And then Doc Brown's like, "Heavy."
You know, but the thing about Doc Brown is that he never really, like, said "Great Scott" as much as Marty said, "This is heavy, Doc."
I don't know. Maybe.
if you go back in that movie and you rewatch all three, you can count.
So it was just cool. I'll count. It was just cool how there was running things that happened across all three movies. Because yes. Even like in the future, when Marty runs from future Biff's grandson,
yeah,
when he runs from Biff's grandson, even old man Biff says, he goes, "I feel like this is really familiar." Like, because it's exactly what happened to him before.
Yeah.
Like, Marty runs to the scooter girl, but only this time it's a hoverboard instead of roller skates on a board. You know, like, and then in the third one, he gets caught in the third one. He gets almost hung. But a lot of the history repeats itself, which was really cool. I thought that was a fun thing.
Can we rate it?
What did I not like? I think there was some of the CGI didn't hold up as well. Some of the green screen now, you can clearly tell in these movies when it's like they shot one scene and then they're doing a green screen and they're shooting the next one and they're editing them together. The third one had a couple really bad moments.
You see that one where, you know, in the party.
A couple of them were really bad.
Oh my God, that one was terrible.
Yeah.
He was a whole different color. He was orange.
He was a totally different color. So some of that stuff didn't hold up. In the second one, it wasn't as noticeable, but in the third one, it was. One thing I didn't like was how easily this guy was willing to screw up his entire life because someone called him chicken.
Yeah, like...
And it took until the third one for all this crazy shit to happen for him to realize, like, it's okay, he's just some, you know, it's just some person, some asshole, honestly, what do I care?
He's a chicken for that, like... It's chicken. Okay, I own a chicken purse. That would be a compliment.
What the heck are you talking about? No, always with this chicken purse. Listen. Chastity bought a chicken purse, and she thinks it's the best thing ever.
It is the best thing ever. Hey, no, but like, imagine someone calls me chicken. I'm just gonna be like, okay, I like chicken, so works with me.
So. Another thing that I didn't really like about the second one, what did we rate it? So the first one, I gave it a 9. What, and you said a 7.
No, I switched to 8.
You switched to an 8. Okay, so what do you rate the second one?
I got a burp. Loading. I might give it an 8.
I'm going to say an 8.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you say an 8?
It's decent. It's like a decent kind of movie.
I say an 8 because the first one's a classic because it was fresh. It was new, right?
It was new. But
the second one does some things better, but it also gets really busy because there's multiple timelines.
Yeah, and it kind of confused me at one point.
So then it kind of gets harder to keep, like...
Your brain has to really work hard to keep up.
Because it's messing with multiple timelines.
I had to use more than one brain cell.
You know, because it starts in the future, then it goes... to the present, then it goes to the past, and then it comes back to the present.
Back to the future.
Did it go back to the future, like the future?
I think it went...
Or did
no,
it go
I
just
think
back
it went
to the present?
Present, I think.
Yeah,
I
so
don't
it
know.
Goes,
See,
it goes
I don't
future,
know.
Present, past, present.
It was too much for me.
So there's a lot of timeline hopping. The thing that it did at the very end, I didn't like. And I don't know, and I said this to someone else that's a big movie fan too, and I don't know if I've ever seen this in another movie that was in a trilogy or in a series, but at the end, Doc Brown gets struck by electricity.
Oh, I remember.
Right? And that's how he ends up in the Old West. He gets struck by electricity in a storm when they're trying to get back to the present. And Doc Brown disappears.
And then he gets the telegram for the thing.
So the second one ends with Doc Brown disappearing in the DeLorean because he gets struck. And then Marty being trapped in 1955.
A guy comes.
And then a guy shows up.
Like a telegram or like.
But that didn't happen until the very beginning of the third one. So at the end of the second one, it's just Marty trapped in 1955. Doc Brown disappeared. And then it does a to be concluded, which is just a weird way of saying
continued.
To be continued is what everyone
just
does.
Put continued.
But it was like to be concluded. And then it showed a whole bunch of scenes from the third one. Like, all this happened at the very end of the movie, and it was really weird because it's something that you would see, like, in a TV show or something, not in a movie, right? So it was, I don't know if it was, like, to get everyone super excited for it, but it felt, like, cheaper a little bit. It kind of cheapened the experience. I didn't like that. So the third one, that's how it starts off. With Marty trapped in 1955, guy shows up, gives him a letter from 1885.
Doc saying, I'm well.
Right,
I'm
alive. It's from Doc Brown, and because he knew exactly when he was going to be, Marty would be there on that road stranded, so he was able to send him a letter. And then Marty works with past Doc Brown to fix the time machine because present day Doc Brown that's trapped in the past, he stashed the DeLorean, so they're able to fix it, get it, and teleport Marty back.
Yeah, but then they saw a gravestone saying Doc's name.
That Doc Brown dies like 7 days
and
later.
And so he went back and go and get
he goes
Doc.
Back to try to save Doc Brown.
Right. Doc, you went?
So the second one came out in 1990, so a year later.
A third one?
So the third one came out in 1990. So 1985, 1989, and then 1990. It was PG, 1 hour and 58 minutes. So each one got a little bit longer, like 10 minutes longer.
Yeah.
Again, Robert Zemeckis was the director and one of the writers, along with Bob Gale, Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Mary Steenburgen. I'm trying to think of everybody else. Elizabeth Shue is in it again. This one's got an IMDb of 7.4. The second one was 7.8, and the first one is 8.5 for our IMDb's ratings. But yeah, so basically now Marty's going back in the past to try to save Doc Brown.
Yeah.
And then the DeLorean, what happened to the
gets wrecked in the end.
It did get wrecked in the end.
But in the beginning, the
They got to do it on the train. Mm-hmm. So they have to use a train because there's no gasoline. It's out of gasoline.
In the beginning,
there's no gasoline.
Indian
so they use a train to push it to get it up to 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But Doc falls in love, and Biff's ancestor, Mad Dog Tannen. Is wants to kill Doc Brown over a horseshoe on a horse and something else.
Well, lie. I thought since Doc never really fell in love, I was like, is he gay?
Well, clearly not, because then he had two
kids.
Yeah,
but then he fell in love, and I was like, okay.
He was in love with the science.
I was like, okay.
He was in love with science until he met the teacher. Cora? What was her name? Clara, that's what it was.
I don't know.
It was Clara.
She played in Proposal. I know that.
Yeah, that's where you recognize it from.
Good
the mom
old
in the Proposal.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yep. So anyway, he goes back in time. So they're in the Wild West. They devise a plan. And then at the very end, Clara was going to leave. So Tannen gets beat up, gets arrested. And then Doc Brown was about to get in the DeLorean. And then Clara shows up. And so then Doc Brown's trying to get her to come into the DeLorean because they passed the point of no return. But then she almost falls. Marty slips him the hoverboard. He saves her.
And carries her away dramatically.
Yeah, Marty goes back to the present, and the train flies off the cliff and blows up. And then it was funny because in the entire movie, in the third one, he was telling everyone his name was Clint Eastwood. Right? He wasn't saying Marty McFly because there was McFlys around. So he said Clint Eastwood. And the name of the ravine changed from like Clara Gorge to Eastwood Gorge, because they named the gorge or whatever after someone that died or whoever it was that died in it. So he changed that.
Teacher was supposed to die at Clara.
And then so when he comes back to the present, the time machine gets destroyed like Doc Brown wanted. But then Doc Brown shows up in a new train time machine.
It's like you wanted to destroy it.
He
Why
wanted to destroy it,
one?
And then he makes a new one and shows up. And it was
kids. He replaced Einstein.
So what would you give this movie?
I'm mad about that. He replaced his dog.
Okay, what would you give this movie?
He replaced his dog.
No, he didn't. He came back and got Einstein. That's what he said. He goes, we had to come back and get Einstein.
Oh, okay.
So what would you rate this movie?
8 out of 10.
You're giving this one an 8?
Maybe a 7.
I dropped this one to a 7.
Yeah.
I feel like 9, 8, 7. Each one in succession goes down a notch.
Yeah.
So why do you say 7? And I'll say why I say 7.
Green screen and the person.
So the green screen I can forgive.
I can forgive it, but it's like.
It was like now it's glaringly obvious. It probably wasn't as bad back when it first came out, but because of HD video and all that stuff. Like, that's
next,
probably why it's way more noticeable.
Next, the chicken thing.
What chicken thing?
The chicken thing when you call them chickens. Like, oh, my God,
yeah.
Shut up.
But he finally changed it.
Yeah.
And he stopped.
He got over
it. He stopped being a hothead. Right.
But still, it's like, it's chicken. It's chicken. Why is that so offensive?
So this is what.
Guess what, Dad? You're a chicken.
This is what bothered me the most. Is throughout the whole first one and second one, Doc Brown is so gung-ho on you can't interact with anyone, you can't change anything, it could upset the balance and it could destroy the whole universe. Mm-hmm. Like the whole time, right? That's all he's ever talking about, telling Marty that you can't do this, you can't interact with them, don't do these things. But then in the second one, he comes back to get Marty to interact in the future.
Yeah,
right?
It's like,
so he comes to get Marty to mingle with time. And then in the past, the same thing. Like, he freaks out that he saves Clara because now it's not called Clara Gorge or whatever. And he's like, oh my God, she was supposed to die. But then he has no problem mingling with other things too.
Yeah, it's like, duh.
So it was, I mean, I don't know. It was kind of weird that he was always telling everyone else not to mingle with the timeline, but then he was out there just mingling away.
I won't lie. I think when I was thinking about it, I was like, I wonder what these horses and these dogs are thinking. I wonder if they're like, what the heck?
You said in the second one when all the bikers are driving by and there's a dog on the car.
And the dog, I was like,
the dog hops off and she's like, I wonder what the dog's thinking right now.
I was like, I bet that dog's like, what the heck?
Fist away. Yeah, see? Wasn't a fist away. Back up. You keep trying to eat the mic.
Is this good?
Too far. Come on.
About now.
You can move it closer to you if you want to sit back, but just about a fist away. So you see, you got some room. You're such a goof.
No, but I bet you that dog was like, what the heck?
Probably.
I just want food. I just want a treat.
Probably.
I'm a good boy.
What is impressive, though, is like, clearly they filmed that on a train with horses.
Yeah.
So, like, to get the horse that close to the train and stuff is kind of cool. I mean, that must have taken a lot of work.
They really desensitized it.
Yeah, they have to be able to do that. Holy
crap. Probably ran it by a train a couple times.
Jeez. But, yeah, so it's, you know, the green screen, that whole thing. And, like, you know, he's like, I want the time stream. Just, you know, destroy this infernal thing. Just destroy the time machine.
But crazy.
And then so
one.
It does. It gets destroyed. And then he creates a whole new time machine.
It's Doc. It's like Doc. No.
He couldn't help himself.
Yeah, but it was stupid. But
that part was like, oh man, you finally had what you wanted, but then you went and made a new one so you can go mingle around in the
guess what, Dad?
Mingle around with time again.
Guess what?
What?
He's still.
And he was mad at Marty for trying to make a quick buck with that almanac, and then he's over here making multiple time machines and shit.
But Doc still.
Sorry for swearing.
Had us. I don't care.
Well, no, for the audience. I don't swear in this show, or I try not to. Go ahead.
Doc still always slayed.
That's what you said. Slayed. And then when Doc was dancing with the girl and like basically like swept her off her feet, you were like, Doc can close. So what we learned from these movies is that Chastity is a huge Doc Brown fan.
No, I love his coats. And he is funny. I want someone like that. But I don't want them to be as stupid as in the last movie. Like, oh, destroy the time machine. Don't mess with time.
So if you're going to recommend people, go ahead.
And build another time machine to go mess around with more time.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
It's like, no.
Again, I loved like the running themes throughout. And I loved how in the second one, they foreshadow the things that happened in the third one.
Yes.
Would you recommend just one of these movies, all of them?
I would recommend all of them.
Okay.
So but mainly the first one.
I would definitely recommend the first two.
The first one and
if you were going to miss one, but see, that's the thing, though, is like you can't leave two on a cliffhanger like that. You got to know what happened. So you got to watch all three. Well, definitely see the first one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just really commit.
I would admit the
your
first
future
one's
self
better.
Your future self will thank you for watching all three. Because they're entertaining, if you have not seen them before. So Back to the Future 1,
Back
2, and 3.
Back to the Future is like classic.
It is classic.
I don't know how someone couldn't.
It is classic. It's fun. And that was what you said after the first one. You were like, this is a fun movie.
It is a fun movie.
It is a fun movie.
When they put work into it.
When they put work into it. So.
They did pretty good, though.
They did.
They did. Right, all right. Then.
Real quick, let me go to the home.
You can put some beef
in. We'll see if we can do this.
What?
So there's a new movie trailer out.
Oh, are you going to show me it? Or are you just watch it yourself?
No, probably we shouldn't do it because I don't want to get any copyright stuff. Yeah. I'll show it to you afterwards, but it's the new Mario movie.
What's that?
There's a new Super Mario movie.
Oh, Super Mario.
Yeah.
We got to watch the new Sonic.
Yeah, we haven't watched that yet. But that's all four movies. So out of Avatar, Baby Driver, and the Back to the Future movies. Which one was the best out of this batch?
Avatar.
Avatar? You're going Avatar all day, huh? Yeah. No even consideration? I'm going to say out of all of them, Back to the Future was my favorite. Out of all these ones.
That would be my second.
My second would be Baby Driver.
How dare you? I want a Banshee. I forgot what the big Banshee's
called. Oh, I know.
I want a Centaur. I just want it. Oh. Imagine being able to tame the big hammerhead thing. I forgot what they're called. Because, like, their armor is bulletproof, so you can put some beats on.
I am. Well, go ahead. You were talking.
I told you already.
I was trying to get us ready for the end. It's an hour. We talked about actually five movies. Chas is totally lost in the music. Why are you trying to eat the microphone again? Oh, my Lord.
I won't eat it.
We're going to get this one of these days. Any last words, Chas, before we sign off for the night? Well, join us next time on the Movie Challenge podcast, brought to you by The Get Up. Join myself, JP, and my lovely co-host, Chas. Right? Join us next time as we review the next batch of movies. We are in the B's, and there's some really good ones coming up. So tune in to hear us talk and discuss those movies. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's just a beat now. It's just a beat.